subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast. To man.
There's another little funny mix-up thing that my wife had yesterday. I was talking about her not hearing things correctly and whatnot. Well, it's not because she's losing her hearing. She's just losing her whole mind. You know, yesterday at the Kannapolis Cannonballers minor league baseball game, this fella named Luis Pedina is the catcher. And he's really good. He threw out somebody trying to steal on him at second base. He hit a home run, then he hit another double or triple off the wall. And, everybody's yelling, Luis. And you don't keep up with minor league players for very long. Yeah. That's the thing about it. If you like a minor league team, you don't get the same players there for very long. So you can't just, you know, always root for your favorite players because they move them on. They either move them up or down. They're always moving them. So nobody really, or we don't really know any of the players, you know, like you would if it's, you know, your favorite player, you know, like Kershaw for the Dodgers, he's your favorite player. So Jody just looks up on the screen when they've got his picture and his name and his information up there, and she begins to cheer for him by saying, "Let's go, Luis." Mm-hmm. And his name's Luis.
Luis. To her, it's Lewis.
That Lewis is good. Yeah, he is. Lewis is really good.
He's the best.
He's really, really good.
Do you guys buy merch and stuff when you're there?
We were going to yesterday, but they didn't have any that we fancied.
There was a crazy story over the weekend. I don't know if you saw it. The minor league team in Spartanburg just got their official name. They're building this huge park, like very expensive, and they unveiled the new team name, and there were people already lining up at the merch tent to buy their stuff before they even announced the name. And as soon as they announced the name, people bailed out of the line because the new name is the Spartanburgers.
Oh, come on.
And people were literally waiting in line, like wanting to get all the merch. And everybody on social media was like, as soon as they made the announcement, people were like, you could hear people just go,
what?
Oh.
The Spartan Burgers.
It's called like the Big Town Spartan Burgers or something. Whatever the nickname for Spartanburg is.
Spartan Burgers baseball team.
What? Yeah, so they were like hoping to sell a bunch of stuff, and people were just like, no, I'm not doing it. And I get it. I get it.
But, I would make me want it more. That sounds great.
Yeah.
But you know who probably sells the most merch of minor league teams? Is the Huntsville, Alabama Trash Pandas.
Yeah,
Trash
I love Pandas. That. The raccoons or something. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a great one too.
Yeah, I've seen people who do these demonstration TikToks and things like that. Like there's one guy who's really famous in San Francisco, and he's been doing cocktails for a long time on social media, and I've seen him wearing their hats and stuff.
That's a great one. There's one in Charleston that's pretty good, like the Swamp Rats or something.
They're called Swamp. Charleston something dogs. There's something dogs.
River Dogs.
River Dogs. Yeah River
Dogs. There's a couple of great ones, but yeah, people were pissed.
The River Dogs are in the same league with Cannonballers.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Cannonballers is a good logo, too.
Well, and what had happened was, for years and years, the minor league baseball team in Kannapolis, North Carolina, was called the Kannapolis Intimidators. And the reason is because that's where Dale Earnhardt is from, Kannapolis. So they were called the Intimidators for years and years and years. So then the town built a new ballpark. I mean, it's really nice. It's in the middle of an area where you can just walk to restaurants and bars and things like that. And they wanted to change the name from the Intimidators and have it a full NASCAR theme kind of thing to the Cannonballers. New colors and everything. It's red, white, and blue. I mean, it's just really patriotic looking, but their mascot is the costume of someone old school, you know, daredevil that's being shot out of the cannon,
right?
You know, at the circus and stuff. But so many people in the area just had a, as they say, had a shit fit and fell in it whenever they were going to take Dale Earnhardt's name away from that team and yeah. not call it the Intimidators and all of that. So when they made the mascot wears goggles, like a race car driver would wear goggles, and it's got a really thick mustache to kind of represent Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah.
And because I threw out the first pitch there last year one time, and the some of the people there were telling me the story and said that people still got pissed. They're still mad. Won't come back to a game. Will not come to any games because they took away Dale Earnhardt's theme from it.
Well, oh, man. I mean, it's – but they did say that they – I just Googled it just to make sure that I was right. That part of the reason they had to change their name was they had an issue being able to market it due to trademark rights held by the Earnhardt estate. They weren't able to – it was too expensive, apparently, to keep doing that.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
You should have paid it. Yeah. We'd have paid for it. We'd have group pawned it.
And they put up a big statue of him, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It still don't matter.
It's a giant statue. It's nice. But, yeah, people – it's kind of like the old people in church when you try to do something new. They just, it doesn't matter what it is. You just, no, we don't need that. We don't need that. But they're fun.
I'm picturing somebody in the stands of a Cannonballers game just trying to get other people to cheer and call them the Intimidators during a game. Not the Cannonballers. What are you doing?
And I don't know if y'all have noticed this, but a lot of professional baseball players are Latino men. Have y'all noticed that? Like a bunch of them, almost all of the ones that get to play, that get playing time, are Latinos. Now they're not all Mexicans. Some of them come from Dominican Republic and Cuba and places like that.
Aren't there a lot of Asian men as well lately?
There is one on the Cannonballers, but I think even the Asian players have to learn to speak Spanish first when they get over here to play baseball to be able to communicate
with their teammates.
With their teammates and the coaches. They're like, we don't need to speak English. Nobody else, you know, the only one that speaks English is the manager, and that's even, you know, the manager's usually bilingual as well, so... Knowing Spanish in professional baseball is a lot more beneficial than knowing English.
Yeah.
Just from an outside perspective. I mean, I haven't really done any of the studies on it or anything. But like that fellow named Luis, not Lewis.
Right.
He's Hispanic. He's a Hispanic man.
Did Jody get corrected when she was mispronouncing his name?
Yeah, we just laughed. No. Aiden did. It's like, Lewis. It's not Lewis, it's Luis.
It's Luis, Mom.
Yeah. But it was hot in some parts of the day yesterday. It was hot, and that's when I thought you were talking about me having a sunburn. My knees kind of got sunburned in this one spot.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a beautiful day.
Yeah. And then people still are like this. Oh, I'm sure that's what Jody wanted to do for Mother's Day. That's what my mom said yesterday when we were talking to her on the way to the game.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's what Jody wanted to do, meaning I know y'all are just doing that because you love baseball so much. And she's like, no, I really want to go. I'm like, if we're doing what I wanted to do, we'd be at the high.
Yeah.
That could be seen as kind of sexist to think that a lady wouldn't want to go to a baseball game.
Yeah. Oh. I think you could look at my mom and point your finger right in her face and call her a sexist, and she'd just laugh. Okay, whatever. Right. And then she would. She'd say, and most of the time, you know, I have much better conversations with men than women.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She'll say that. But she loves Jody.
Well, who doesn't?
She was saying it as in that I was being selfish, making Jody go to a baseball game. But
because you make Jody do so many things.
Yeah, and if anybody knows that, it's my mom. She knows that you make her do stuff. But that I think that's the longest that my son has been out of the house without being at work in probably 11 or 12 years. I mean, he'll be 21 in a few weeks. And probably hasn't seen the sun more than 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, I was surprised to see him in those pictures. I shared both of you guys' Mother's Day tributes, and this morning I saw the picture with him in the Instagram carousel, and I was like, I'm going to repost this, but I don't. He might freak out if I put him on the cover photo. And so I was like, I'll keep that 1 second, just in case. I don't want him freaking out.
Yeah, but he loves baseball too, and that may be one of the reasons why Jody. I mean, she loves it, but maybe why she chose it for Mother's Day. So he would go, and it's, you know, okay. That daughter of ours didn't give a damn about. She didn't show up.
Mm. Oh,
then
that's what happens when you live in another town, huh?
And we also had a ticket, like a we bought a seat for her, and she was a no show.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, we bought the seat for her, not necessarily, it wasn't for her. We know she lives in Nashville. She wasn't being able to come. But if you wanted 3 seats together, then you had to buy them through a different service, because the Cannonballers don't sell tickets in odd numbers like that.
Oh.
So the service was really expensive. So it was cheaper to buy 4 seats and let one of them just go to waste through the Cannonballers than to use the ticket service and only get 3.
Wow.
So they don't sell like 1 or...
I don't think so.
Or 3. You can't buy like 1 parent and his 2 kids, or mom and dad and their kid can't go to the game without buying 4 tickets?
Well, in this particular section, I guess, where we were sitting. Okay. We were sitting right behind the dugout.
That's wild.
In the good seats.
I've never heard of that before.
They suck.
Or at least that's what Jody and Michael said. But either way, if you're using the service, it's
you know,
cheaper just to go direct.
Buy an extra ticket.
And Jody got this big floppy sun hat, because it was Mother's Day. It was Mom's Hat Day. And if that thing looked like something out of the 70s, that if she squatted, the sides of that hat would touch the ground. That floppy hat would touch the ground. It was huge. And I didn't mind carrying that around all day.
I'm sure you didn't.
Not at all.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.